All right, guys, thanks very much. Josh, I know there's not moral victories in this league, but when it's 14-10 right before halftime and you're about to get the ball back, was there a sense with this team that you were ready to surprise people? And certainly the effort was there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were excited about the opportunity to have a two-minute drill there and move down there and make this thing interesting and get it back at halftime and take the lead. I mean, that was our goal. And so, you know, those things happen. They're part of it. We got to learn to overcome it. And we will. You know, it's a young team with new parts, but we're learning. And I think we took a step to get better today. It's not going to look like that on the scoreboard, but I think there were some good things done.
Even with the deflating fumble right before halftime, you come out in the third quarter and put together an 8-minute drive and go down the field. Your strip sack, though, was another one of those moments in the game that you could really feel the game turn. What happened on that play, and how hard was that to overcome?
Yeah, it was hard to overcome. I had to look at the tape to see what happened. You know, I came back and was going to let Jermaine work his route and then come underneath, and they had good coverage for it, and unfortunately for us. And so when I got ready to come underneath to Curly, they kind of had him doubled off too, so it was a heck of a coverage by them, and then I'll have to look at the tape to see what happened, where the guy came from, but I got to do a better job of holding on the ball. So, you know, it's hard. Those are hard when you don't see them coming, especially when they come from that side, but you got to find a way to hold on to it.
Curly joins the offense today, makes a couple catches, 2 touchdowns to Jermaine Kearse. You get Austin Seferian Jenkins back next week. You ran the ball somewhat today. Are you sensing that there is some promise with this offense, that you're going to go home and play a divisional game in front of your fans next week, that maybe there's reason for some optimism?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a reason for optimism. And I think for us, that's what we said from the get-go is, at the end of the, 53-man cutdown, we added pieces. For all intents and purposes, we added a lot on offense as far as different guys. You throw Curly in there, and Robbie's playing a different position, and so these last few weeks have been a lot about learning for us, and it will continue to be. We've just got to go out every time and continue to feel like we're improving and getting better and learning one another. I think we did that today. This is certainly not the outcome we want, and it's got to be better. But we believe we're taking strides, and hopefully we'll see this thing really take off, soon. And so. We're going to keep fighting. We'll remain very optimistic and trusting in one another that we're going to do better.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's Josh McCown. Back to you.